A federal judge in Texas has suspended a rule from the Obama administration that would extend overtime pay to millions of American workers. The rule was set to take effect on December 1st, but the judge decided that the Obama administration had overstepped its authority. Ali Velshi is an MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He joins us now from New York. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Peter.
Well, so a lot of people, depending on this rule, we're talking retail workers, food service workers, people who work at nonprofits. So just a quick reminder, Ali, what it was supposed to do.
$23,000 was the threshold below which, if you earned that, you would have to get overtime if you worked beyond the number of hours a week, probably 40, that you were supposed to. The Obama administration wanted to increase that, wanted to double it to around $47,000 a year. That has now been not struck down, but suspended by this Texas
right.
judge.
And what was the Obama administration's justification for doing this? It just in being in solidarity with this broader conversation we're having for, say, a fight for $15 minimum wage?
Yeah, well, it's not unrelated to that. This cap hasn't been increased since 2004, and the Obama administration has taken the same view of it as it has of minimum wage, that it's time for a catch-up for wage-earning Americans. There was a sense in the Obama administration that this very low $23,000 threshold was letting companies get away with paying people not very much money, but you know, just enough that they didn't have to pay them overtime.
And this judge in Texas, what did he see as the overstep?
Well, in suspending the rule, the judge in this case, who happens to be an Obama appointee, he wasn't commenting on the validity of the underlying legislation or on the process of increasing the threshold below which workers are entitled to overtime. It was a narrow legal challenge about both the scope of the increase from 23,000 to double that and the methodology.
Well, what were some of the businesses who would have to deal with this rule? What were they thinking? Take through some of the concerns that they had, because I understand that some of them were looking for ways around the rule.
Yeah, well, so that's an ongoing discussion anytime you discuss something that potentially increases wages. Both the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the National Retail Federation, you mentioned retailers, were part of the lawsuit against this measure. They argued that it was punitive to business and might, in fact, result in less employment. Now, that's not an economically airtight argument, because increased salaries to low-income earners are shown to go directly back into the economy. They almost act as a stimulus by increasing demand. Think of it this way. If you earn $30,000 or $40,000, your extra money doesn't tend to get put into an investment. It gets spent. But that's hard to make the case to the company that has to pay the higher salary. They're saying that it's just non-competitive if we have to suddenly increase the amount we pay people.
Yeah, and yet for months, companies across the country had been preparing for this rule to take effect. I mean, just in a couple of days, it was going to happen.
Yeah.
There were scheduling systems in place that were changing. There were whole changes to the HR system. So what does this mean for them? They sort of now have to all of a sudden put on the brakes and turn around the other direction.
Well, for small companies, it's really annoying to have to change things, because they don't have sometimes big HR organizations or the software to handle it. But in some companies, particularly larger companies that would have been affected, in anticipation of this rule going through, they actually raised some workers to slightly above the proposed overtime threshold, $47,476. They assumed that it would save them some money rather than having to pay them overtime. So it's unclear whether they will roll those increases back, but it's definitely put everybody into a state of flux. And also, the rule hasn't been struck down. It's just been suspended, so we don't know where it goes.
Right. Those companies that had already made changes to their employees' salary, giving them a raise.
Yes.
I mean, you can't imagine them just deciding to take that money away. That's a very complicated situation.
No, so you would imagine that they would be on the side of, hey, let's keep this rule going, because what they don't want to find is that they gave people a raise, their competitors didn't, and can now undercut them because they're able to pay workers less money for making similar products or offering similar services.
Well, as you say, this is a conversation that's going to keep going in the courts. But regardless of what happens there, you've got to wonder if it's the beginning of the end for another reason, because Donald Trump, I mean, just this week, he promised to roll back regulation in that video that he came out with. He said that for every one new rule that was put into place, he'd roll back two more. So, I mean, what do you think? Is the regulation just going to be reversed when Donald Trump takes the White House?
Well, first of all, that one back for two back for one more is a little arbitrary. So I'm not quite sure how that's going to work. But typically, Republicans don't warm to this sort of rule. However, Donald Trump did happen to win on the back of working Americans who feel hard done by. So it's unclear how he would handle this rule politically, which very clearly benefits low wage American workers. It's not clear that it benefits their employers, but it's very clear that it benefits them. So it's not 100% clear that Donald Trump would have rolled this back. The Labor Department, you know, says, as one always says when you lose a legal challenge, that we're examining all our options. But I think they're not going to do anything until they find out what Donald Trump's Labor Department is going to do about this.
MSNBC's Ali Velshi, thank you.
My pleasure.